Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
Yeah, it's Poppy. See, the difference between me and these niggas is they can't talk that shit like me and really stand on it. You feel what I'm saying?
Daddy Hang, you're the
coolest. Yeah. Nah, I'm coming, ain't taking no advance, but I came in with money. Last nigga die trying to take something from me. Treat the hoes bad and them bitches still love me. Run out the bag, I be putting them numbers. What made her fall? I've been doing this for summers. Hunted the clip, boy, I be with them drummers. I've had a plug, but on all of the fellas. Niggas be capping, they really be suckers. Drift from Japan, you don't understand what I'm wearing. Can't mistake me for none of the others. Just like my rollie, my pockets be busting. Feel like my track where I got these hoes jumping. I just be fucking, I'm doing no cuff. Little old me causing all of this ruckus. Just fuck the bitch off of OnlyFans. Don't believe how I got this, let's sell grams. Two pints of lean, call me 7 bands. I be so high, pray I never land. Fuck all these niggas that stand in my hand. Can fuck with new niggas, I stick with my man. See that I'm focused, won't fuck up my plan. Ain't no no please when I shit hit the fan. Nah, nah.
They say I'm hitting the walk too hard. Whole brick in the pot, hit the walk too hard. Got work from your block, it's not that hard. Good bad John told me that it locked his jaw. Wayne Gretzky when I slide with the ice. Lynn draws
when I hit with the gnaw.
Is this shit on?
It's on. What up, what up? Cyrillus Podcast 7, episode 147. It's your host, C. Diddy.
My man makes me sick.
We had to switch the intro up today, man. We got a special guest in the building today, man. You know, somebody that's successful in the city.
Getting a successful in the city shirt.
Yeah, for sure. We definitely got to get you a successful in the city shirt. You epitomize that. Really good friend of mine, man. You know, my bro, somebody that I got a lot of respect for, a lot of admiration. The one, the only rapper, model, entrepreneur, Black Poppy.
Poppy, what's up, bro?
What's good?
What's up with it, man?
Good job, Taylor.
John was a little late with the claps the other day.
Yeah, John.
We got the claps right. What's the deal, Brody?
You already know, man, just grinding.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Grinding super hard, putting that work in. You know what I'm saying? Trying, you know, maximize everything, trying to just reach them levels. You feel what I'm saying?
For sure.
No, for sure.
You when I think about you, you know, aside from the fact that we got a relationship, man, you somebody that's kind of like almost like achieved like this mythical status, like in the city, like in terms of like your persona, your presence, like, and you really kind of like epitomize like moving in silence. Like you pop out with a lot of like different like moves and big people and really be catching people off guard.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of like part of the formula to your success. Would you agree to that?
I just be doing me, bro. Like, yeah. I don't really put like a lot of thought into what I do. You feel what I'm saying? As far as moving like that, I just know where I'm trying to go. Like, you feel me? We come from Philadelphia. That's like, what, second poorest city in America?
Second poorest big city, for sure.
Second poorest big city in America. So
who's number one?
I don't.
Detroit.
Detroit. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Right. So you know it's kind of like yeah, it's fucked up. So it's kind of like messed up and it's kind of like fucked up in Philly. So you know I could be oppressing a lot of people and a lot of people in my position they get comfortable. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Coming from there, you got a lot of people looking at you like you big dog. So, but that's not me though. I'm still trying to go. Like people might see me as one way. A lot of times people always telling me like, damn bro, I don't think you like really know who you is. And it's like, I know who I am, but right. I know where I'm trying to go too. Like
absolutely.
This, you know what I'm saying? This shit ain't, it's cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm grateful, but
yeah.
This shit, I see way bigger than this shit. Like, you feel what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. No, and it's like, you know, it be like subtle little stuff that, like, I be, you know, I move around the country and talk to different people and interact with different people. Like, I was talking to my homegirl from Toronto one time, and she, like, real big on, like, the Detroit music scene and stuff like that. And I was asking her about you. And she's like, oh, no, I know him. He on my playlist, and I listen to him. Yeah. And so it just kind of let me know that, like, what you doing is working and it's cutting through, even if you may not necessarily realize it. But, like, people was paying attention to what you doing, you know what I mean?
You said she was a girl?
From Toronto.
Oh, yeah, well, you know. I'm international with that. Well, I used to be. You feel me? I'm in a relationship. I locked it down now, but yeah. International with that, though.
Right. You feel me? So, since you've never been here before, I want to start from the beginning and just kind of, like, you know, tell a story, and we just going to go through and just, like, you know, jump in and out, and then, you know, whatever come to mind, we going to talk about it.
All right, say no more. Let's get it.
So, tell the people out there in the TRP Nation, tell everybody where you from.
I'm from Philly. I be hearing a lot, like, he not from the city. Well, I am from Philly, Southwest 56 and Malcolm. I just moved out to, like, the county. My mom had met somebody and moved to the county. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I did, like, my later years of school there in the county or whatever. But I am from Philly, you know, to clear that up. You know what I'm saying?
It amazes me how people really hold, like, they'll really act like that. Like, oh, you're not from Philly. Sure. Oh, you from not, and it'd be like, dog. Like,
Philly is just so geographical and, like, parochial with the way that they, like,
it's when
try to segment people. And when you rise above certain shit, they can't wait to be like, I got you.
Yeah. It's when you hurting them, though. Yeah. Like, you feel what I'm saying?
When you dragging on them.
Like, that's it. When you dragging. You feel what I'm saying?
I straight hit me like, you only went to Pepper for 7th and 8th grade. I'm like, no, 2 years is miserable. I'm like, but motherfuckers really act like that. Like, it's really crazy the way people really will be like, no, he not from, you know, Erie isn't West Oak Lane, and West Oak Lane ain't Germantown, and Germantown ain't, and it'd be like, dog. Like, it's you're talking about a block. You know what I mean? Like,
they hold on to certain shit.
Yeah, that shit as well.
So, yeah, though, you know, from Philly, moved out to the county, came back. I even went to college for a little bit. You feel me? That shit wasn't for me, though. My mom signed me up for that shit. She like, you going to college. You feel what I'm saying? I wasn't even expecting that shit. You feel me? I didn't know what I was going to do.
Right.
I was trying to do so much coming out of school. I always had, like, big ambition. You dig what I'm saying? I was trying to do so much. So, went to college for a little bit, left that, came home, court, like, my first case. Feel me? And then I had stumbled across something. You know, I got into the streets and shit like that. I did my time. Shit almost cost me like 4 years of my life. You know, I've been home like 5 now. You know, and it's up. You feel what I'm saying?
So when you was in jail, you sitting in that cell. What was like going through your mind? Like, once you get sentenced, you locked in, and at that point, you bitten. Like, a lot of people say, like, that's in the system. Say, like, you know, when you going back and forth to court, and you might be in the county or on bail, or whatever. That's like nerve wracking. But when you go up top and you either in the state or you in the fed system, whatever, you can bid because you know, like, this my time, this what I got going on. What was your plan on how I'm gonna spend my time? And then, more importantly, what was your exit strategy? What am I going to do when I'm out of here?
So it was like different from me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I never did like group homes or like none of that shit coming up. Like, you feel what I'm saying? All the shit. I never had no juvenile cases or nothing. So it's a little different. But when I got up there and I just seen, like, niggas leaving and niggas coming back, I'm like, bro, like, this can't be me. Like, I was playing basketball and shit, trying to kill time and doing the cards at first and shit like that. But then when I just seen niggas keep coming back, I'm like, bro, this shit really not a joke. I'm calling home, like, to my family, and it's like, I know they really miss me out here. Like, I got to make myself a better person by this. This, like, you know, I got to do what I got to do to, like, really just level up my whole way of thinking, my process. Like, you know what I'm saying? I got to become a man. And I heard, like, an old head say jail could be like a, it could be like a wise man university if you use it right.
Right.
So I got into the books, man. You feel what I'm saying? Like, my mind was on some whole other shit. Like, I was just telling my brother the other day, like, I had a composition book in there. I used to just write shit down that I'm going to do in the jail. Like, you feel what I'm saying? I just used to write shit down. And, when I had left, I had to go to another jail before I came home because I had like a warrant there, and they
go there processing.
Yeah, I had to go there for like 4 days, and I had to I had everything in my book, but I fuck around lost that book, bro. And I had everything I'm doing right now was in that book, bro. Like, you feel me? And that shit just crazy. I was just telling my daughter the other day, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So that's what I was on, like, you know what I mean? I played ball and shit like that, and, you know, was talking to niggas. But then when I seen this shit, was like, bro, this shit, like, I ain't trying to hear these war stories and none of this shit.
Poor
like,
stories, poor stories, stories and war stories.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to hear that shit. Like, I know how I want my shit to be. So,
right.
I just got into the books, bro, and just like really start digging deep into myself. Like, this how this shit gonna be when I get out. Right. Like, you feel
what type
me?
Of books did you get into, and what was like kind of like what were you initially drawn to, and then kind of like later on, what type of books was you fucking with later on down the line?
See, I started out with the hood novels and shit like that, you know, just to read. You dig what I'm saying? But then I just like, bro, this shit cool, but nah. this ain't it. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Yeah, shit,
you
just
you
like
halfway no, through true substance, like, halfway yeah. through true to the game. You're like, all right, what the fuck?
This shit just like just all this crazy shit going on. I'm like, no, this shit cool. This shit ain't really like this though. So I just like, man, you know, I got a hold of some self help books, and I just start reading anything self help.
Yeah,
and I just, you know, I just learned you could take something from everything that you're doing.
Without
like, you feel
doubt.
What I'm saying? It wasn't like it was like. Self-help books. I tell my family or whoever to send me up to the jail. It's just like, bro, this show is a book. How did I get here? All right, I took something from that. You right. feel what I'm saying? I learned something key from that. You feel me? It was a lady that wrote that shit, and that shit just was like, you know, I just learned about happiness from there. Like, you know, right. just being grateful. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Stuff like that. So I just be looking for the signs and certain and shit, man. I just try to see the good. Take the good out of everything.
Absolutely. I'm somebody that's big on like just personal development and that's like it. And being.
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again, because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
Honest with myself and knowing like what I'm good at, what I'm bad at, what I got room for improvement at. Like, what type of things do you do in terms of like, because you're a real driven person. Like, I know you. So yeah. I know you like a real driven person, goal-oriented person. What do you do to hold yourself accountable for like goals or things that you want to reach in your life and like your own personal development?
I just keep going, bro. Like, you feel me? Everybody got their own ways. I realize like I got a good spirit of like reading people, right? So it's just like everybody got their own way of like staying motivated, whatever it might be, healing. You dig what I'm saying? Yeah. My shit is just like really just digging deep into myself, like them inner conversations with yourself. Them inner conversations, they could be fucked up and they could be telling you what you can't do,
right.
or they could be telling you, nah, nigga, you gonna get on your job. I go with them, nah, nigga, you gonna get on your right. job. I already got a million people telling me I can't do it or don't want to see me do it. You feel what I'm saying? So I go the other way.
So just in general, like, you're a person that either like everybody knows you or you know everybody.
Yeah.
How did that happen? Because I know a lot of people like that, and it's like certain people be like they was a child athlete, or, you know, they was doing this or that, or they moved around the city a lot. What do you attribute to the fact that like you was like a local celebrity before a celebrity?
I've been putting on, you know what I'm saying? That shit, like, I've been putting on, bro. Like, you feel what I'm saying? I've been just, like you said, I've been doing it, and like, I've been just putting on. Everybody, everything come with everything, bro. All the girls you want, all the cars you want, all the people you want, and you keep leveling up in life. That's just how that shit, that's just the hand you dealt. Like, that shit just come. You don't even know, like, you know what I'm saying? That shit just come, so that's it. Me just putting that work in,
you feel me? So what was behind your decision to like to get into the rap game? What made you say, or what moment took place that you was like, fuck it, I'm going to try my hand?
I used to be fucking with it, like, coming up. Like, you feel what I'm saying? But, like, I never, like, really took it serious. niggas always tell me like, damn, bro, you can rap, like you can rap, but you know your friends, you know, right. they tell you anything. You feel what I'm saying? And I learned that the first shit I put out, like, you dig what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, these niggas told me I was hot. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck happened? You feel me? So. Nah, I just
yo, real talk. Finding out you not high is the most depressing.
I'm like, bro, these niggas, yes, you for real.
Set me up. Everybody here tried to rap like at least once, and when you realize, like, nah, I'm whack. Like this
ain't gonna be my life.
Yeah, this shit ain't it, dog.
They like, bro, you living that shit, bro. All you gotta do is talk it, bro. You know the bitches love you, like. I'm like, yeah, you right, bro. That shit. Whoa. I like, yeah, hey, I tell them niggas ain't in the studio now. Hey, bro, just stop telling me everything hot, bro. Keep it real with me. You right, feel me? That's right. What you want to hear. You know what I'm saying? So that's how that music shit came about. Niggas like, you already living that shit, bro. All you got to do is talk it. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, but it don't matter what you doing. Like, if you don't put that work in, you don't. That shit ain't going bubble. And I seen it, you feel me? So I really like, I really dedicated to myself to this shit like the last couple months.
Right.
During Corona, I ain't go to the studio. I went to the studio one time. You feel me? We had all that free time. That's right. That's how much, you know, I wasn't into that shit.
Right.
Then it just came a point in time like, damn, bro, I really got to do this shit. I put my name on it. So
yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Who are some of your musical inspirations of people that you listen to or like that you know, kind of initially piqued your interest in music, like growing up?
Gotta say Hov, Jeezy, Gotti. Nah, I just like the real people, bro.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? I like the people that I feel like, you know, might have really did what they say. Cause a lot of these rappers be lying and shit.
Yeah.
They telling another nigga's story. Like, I can't feed into that. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like,
how important or unimportant is that to you in terms of, like, you know, like, you an artist. So it's like you an artist and you an executive. You got your own label. You got other artists that fall under you and work with you and stuff like that.
Yeah.
How do you make the decision in terms of, like, working with people if you feel like that they might not be as real as necessary, but they talented?
I mean, it's certain, like, levels of it. Like, you feel what I'm saying? It's like certain levels of it. Like, I just can't, like, you might got a guy like that really portray to be that, and he not that. And then you might got like another guy that's just talented. I'd rather work with the guy that's just talented.
Gotcha.
Versus work with the guy that portray to be, you know what I mean? Where he not? Because,
like, he's taking it out of the music and trying to apply it to his life.
You making that, like, yet. Yeah, that's who you are, and that's not really who you are. I know this shit is entertainment, but you got, like, kids and shit up here, and you know what I'm saying? Like, they really listening to this shit, and you know, like, a lot of us grow in fucked up households, and you know, our culture, so they really looking at these rappers like, he did it whole time, nigga ain't even did it, he just benefiting off of it. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
I understand he got to feed his family, I'm not hating, but I just can't be a part of that shit. Like, you feel what I'm saying?
I question a lot when rap made that turn to where that's what it became about. You know what I mean? Like, all it's about is, like, that image. Like, the imagery.
Yeah, the embodiment of the image.
The imagery of you being, like, a drug lord or a street legend. And it's just, like, it wasn't always that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, at one point, you could just really be KRS-One or Nas. Just, like, and these niggas was growing up in the city. KRS-One was the man.
Same
out
situation.
The Bronx.
Yeah.
Well, out of, where were they at?
South Bronx.
Then Nas was the man in Queensbridge. It's like, you know, Jungle and all them was running around acting a fool. But it's like, it wasn't necessarily, let me tell you how much drugs I sold or how much crime I done committed.
Right.
It's, these are my conditions, and this is how fucked up it can be. Right. They were, like, painting a picture. But somewhere, rap just kind of shifted, and it's literally like, I sold 1,000 bricks yesterday.
Right.
I'm going to sell 1,000 bricks tomorrow.
And here's a video of me selling them to that nigga.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man, that shit just crazy.
Yeah.
That shit just like,
they
don't
saying
even
it, and they documenting it, and then they like, who's snitching?
Yeah.
Bro, I heard some shit the other day, bro. Like, this was crazy. I couldn't believe I was hearing it. I'm just like, oh my gosh. Like, that shit was so crazy, man. Like, the DA get a hold of that shit that I heard.
No,
like,
that boy who did the boy who did the 51 Dead Ops. Did you see that shit?
I ain't.
It's a nigga, he did a song dissing 51 Dead Ops or whatever. And at the end of the song, he was like, I hope I don't get indicted. And I'm just like, this nigga's crazy.
Yeah. That shit, they got a lot of heart for that.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Like, right now, like, the Orlando niggas, I'm not sure if you keeping up with that shit. It's these Orlando artists, Young and Ace and Julio Fulio. And they going back and forth. Like, these niggas making the most disrespectful diss records I ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
Like, they naming names, times, and places of when niggas die.
Yeah.
But that's just, like, the dumbest shit, though. Like, you feel me? Like, I don't really, like, I know you're supposed to keep that shit in the street. I know you're trying to sell records and, you know, you're trying to make money and shit like that, but you got to keep that shit in the street.
At a certain point, rap became too real. Like, it became the only thing motherfuckers is focused on. And it's just like, that ain't it. Like you said, if you're a talented artist, you're a talented artist. Yeah. That shit's going to shine regardless.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, motherfuckers with the whole Drake shit, they still can't understand, like, wait, this nigga sing and how the fuck is he beating us? And it's just like, the talent level is up here.
Yeah, the talent's going to cut through.
The talent going to cut through all the time. So it's like, yeah, I don't understand when that shit changed where that's what the fuck rap became about, just 100% all the time.
Yeah.
It's nonsense.
It's like we had Sean Cotton here from Say Cheese last week, and he was basically saying like what he thinks it is that people emulate what they see work. So it's like they see like the shit that's trending on Twitter or Worldstar or IG, whatever, is the op records and the drill shit and this and this. So it's like you got young niggas out here that's perpetuating beefs that's not even real beefs to make records about these beefs and then go and get themselves killed and then everybody confused because he didn't have no beef 3 weeks ago.
Niggas get the money, start beefing.
Right. Niggas
I don't get that though.
That's the opposite.
Like, yeah, I don't get how you get the money, start beefing, or how you get the money and turn to a drug lord. Like, I'm just me. Like, you feel what I'm saying? But
wild. Somebody the other day was like on Twitter, I can't think of one successful rapper who hasn't been in a beef. And I'm just like, it fucked me up for a little second. I'm just like, yeah, like.
Yeah, hip hop is dominated by. It's like
perpetuated on that shit. Yeah. Like,
that's where it's at now.
That's 100% where it's at. That's a nigga first record is a diss song to a nigga you never
that's
even
like
seen
honestly,
before.
That's how a lot of motherfuckers like cut through. It sounds fucked up, but it's like, it'll be like so and so disses so and so. That's how the joint. Yeah, like that's how the joint.
But that been a formula for years, though.
That'll be like the introduction to a nigga.
That been a formula for years, though.
Yeah.
Like it been like the hit rap. It's like a competitive thing. Like you feel, that's how I look at rap. It's like a sport for.
And that's what it's crazy. But that's what it made me think about. Like it made me think about like basketball, where it's like Jordan was punching his own teammates. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like if it's competition, it's competition. But at what point is it like, all right, I really can't think of a rapper that ain't been in a beef.
It's part of the marketing plan now. And then the labels, and even down to like the streaming sites and the websites and shit, is monetizing the beef. Like
they making money off of it.
They making money off of it.
That's what you're talking about with YouTube.
Dame Dash say YouTube was paying niggas to like keep a beef going. Like somebody put a diss record up and they go crazy, and then the first person that kicked it off might be like, no, I'm done with this shit, blah blah blah. YouTube will reach out to them and pay them to keep the shit going.
They don't give a fuck about us. They see that money.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah.
Feel what I'm saying? But we don't know that, though. Like, we just, they gave us a check.
Right.
Our reality, you know, like, and you can't even blame them, bro. Like, a lot of people not educated. Feel what I'm saying?
So, for sure.
I was there one time, like not being educated. Then you look back, you like, damn, bro, I did a lot of dumbass shit. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I could have done this like this, or could have done it, but that's what coming not being educated. And then you got like, you know, the big dogs and shit like that. Majority of the people don't even know themselves, bro. Like we think we know ourselves.
Right.
That's the whole problem. Like, you feel what I'm saying? So that's why, my whole circle is like niggas. Like everybody ain't the richest, but everybody content with themselves.
Right.
I don't want to be a nigga with some money, but he got like whole ass ways. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Because that shit is just, it's just going to blow up.
Right.
Or build a circle with a bunch of niggas getting money, but, you know, everybody worry about what everybody doing. We don't even gossip. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? We don't even know what another nigga's doing in the city or none of that shit. Like,
yeah.
That shit going to blow up when you getting all that, what other niggas doing. I don't want to be around it.
Right.
Like, fuck, I care about what other niggas doing.
Exactly.
Like, you feel me? And that's the thing with these like artists. We living in a world full of sheep. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Literally.
Yeah, that shit. Like, when it become cool to just start saying what you do on record, like, just like, man, that shit is crazy to me.
Yeah, it's never gonna make sense. You know, it's gonna make sense to me. Like, niggas get right on the record. I was on 57th Street, 3 a.m. Like, like what?
Details. Like,
yeah, details. 380.
Boosie said when he was on trial for the murder, they said they played 3 days of testimony of just his music.
Yeah.
Playing it. Oh, stop it. Yeah, this means such and such, such and such. Play it. Oh, no, he was on this corner and this corner at this intersection. He like, that shit. He's like, you can't do that. He's like, he said he learned his lesson from that shit. He's like, I'm on death row fighting for my life because of the shit that I put in my music.
Yeah, that shit crazy.
Dog, they took C Murder and John and straight played his album.
Yeah. Like, this is the trial.
Yeah.
Track one.
Yeah.
This nigga.
Yeah, that's crazy. They using your own shit against
you. C Murder said they straight put on his last album.
Like, niggas is so dumb and ignorant to the law that they think, like, saying for entertainment purposes only or these is prop guns or whatever. That don't mean shit because they going to hire what they call a quote-unquote expert and they going to come to the trial and be like, oh, no, that's definitely not a prop gun because the switch on here.
Right, that's
a real gun, violation of parole. Now you go back to jail for 7. Nah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I seen that shit happen plenty of times.
Niggas be playing a dangerous game with that shit.
Real.
So musically, you've accomplished a lot in a short time in terms of like your presence and even the stuff like you doing outside of music. What do you attribute to that success and the fact that you was able to kind of get on so many people's radar in such a short amount of time?
I just think like my shit, like I felt like I was already me before music. You feel what I'm saying? I was already that, but for music. So in the process of trying to get me, you know, like I hear all the time, like, man, that nigga get one record, he out of here. I've been hearing that the whole time.
Yeah.
So, you know, but I wasn't taking it as serious as I should, you know, which I am now. But just me being me, bro, I was like popping before the music, so I knew it wouldn't be nothing.
Right.
Like I'm my own self. I don't think people look at me and like, dude, trying to be like nobody else. Like,
right.
You feel what I'm saying? And it's just like, you know, my time coming to that music, like, I'm gonna be a real big dog from the gun bus.
For
like,
sure.
You feel what I'm saying? So it's just like, you know, everything been solid the whole time, whatever. Like the music might not have been, you know, where it's supposed to be, but I've been growing the whole time. It's not like I'm a nigga that's tried to rap and it's just like, damn, this nigga still got the same chains on for 4 years. Like,
yeah.
Nah, nigga, I'm out here doing shit. I'm moving.
Right. Carry.
Like, yeah, you feel what I'm saying? So, you know.
Yeah, it's crazy there's no like artist development anymore in music.
Nobody want to do the work.
Yeah, you kind of just got to figure it out on your own as you go through. Like, it's not any of that shit no more. But like back in the day, they would sign you. You go through this. You go on tour under this person. Learn this, that, and the third. Now it's literally like, nigga, what you got? You know what I'm saying?
How many followers you got? What's your engagement? Yeah. Who you did a record with already? How much money you spent on yourself?
The platform changed. They kind of made it easier. So you already know from the gun bus, like, if the people going to fuck with you or not, because you got the platform right there to throw it out. So it like, you know what I mean? Everything is like, that's.
But it's crazy because like, you'll hear, you're like Trick Daddy. Remember days that like, everybody's rich now? And it's just like,
it's no struggle stories.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of have to be though, like you said, from the gun bus. Like you got to show up and go.
Yeah,
it's like, it's not like back in the day where a motherfucker could show up and be like, yeah, you know, we was poor 3 weeks ago, but we just got the deal, and now we gonna figure this out. And it's none of that now. It's like you literally show up, put your shit out. If you get fucked with, you get fucked with. If you don't, you don't. And motherfuckers just kind of figure it out. It helped, but it hurt. We talked about that last week with Sean. Like, the internet helped a lot, but it hurt a lot, too. Because it's, like, oversaturated the market now.
No, it did, for sure.
You know what I mean?
But nobody want to go to nobody's Instagram page. They all fucked up.
No, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, they can't.
That's definitely not the platform.
They don't even.
Nappy Roots had to come through Instagram. You know what I'm saying?
Never made it.
Yeah, like, it shit might not have happened.
Yeah, like, nobody don't, you know, unless somebody co-signed it or something and told you to go there.
Yeah.
But nobody don't want to see nobody fucked up, like. This is where we live in perception.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, it is everybody rich now. You go to everybody's Instagram, like, everybody doing it. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know.
Even if it's only 2 pictures, I got to put my best 2 up. That's
how that shit goes.
That shit real.
Speaking about artist development, a couple years ago, when you was kind of like on your first go round, second go round, you went on tour with Cameron. How was that experience and what did you learn from that?
I mean, that shit was cool. Like, you know, Cameron, like, I grew up listening to Cam and them. That shit was cool. But like I said, like, I really wasn't into it, bro.
Really, you just kind of there.
I was worried about what's going on back home. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, it should look good. It felt good. But I ain't give a fuck about that shit, bro. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, I think a couple of times I walked off stage and everything up there, John. I just ain't care. Like, you feel me?
Yeah.
So it was cool, though. Like, the experience going city to city
right.
and shit like that. But I was chasing what was coming afterwards.
Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? What this is.
Yeah, I know what I was chasing what was coming after that shit.
Yeah.
The club, like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, right. You know, so that's how that shit went. But it was cool though. Get the little experience and shit out like that. You know what I mean?
Is it any not necessarily a tour, but any other shows that you did where you kind of felt like I arrived as like an artist?
I ain't even gonna lie, I ain't had that moment yet. Like, I really ain't had that moment yet.
Yeah.
I ain't had that moment yet. Everything I got from a show, everything I got from music so far is what I put into it. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it might have looked like I was doing something because, like I said, I got the shit that, you know, draw a nigga in. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
You go to my joint, look like I'm already doing it with the music. But behind closed doors, bro, I was living my life, bro. Like, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, music happened and happened. That was my attitude. You know what I'm saying? I'm not like, if music don't happen for me, it's like I'm going to be good regardless.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Now, but it's just more so like I put my face on this shit. It got happen. Like, you feel me? And I think music is a thing where it's like niggas feel like I'm that nigga, like I said before. And I feel like I'm truly that nigga. Like, you feel what I'm saying? So it got happen. Like, you know?
So specific to the music, let's talk about like your recording process. How do you go about like beat selection? Who you collab with? Who bring you music? Like, what's that whole process like? Like, take us into the studio with Poppy.
Shit with me, right? I ain't even gonna lie to you, bro. I'm in there getting assistance right now because I be trying to go on everything I hear.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so happy with it right now. I'm so like in a groove right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm making music now. So I really be just trying to go on every beat I hear. They be like, no, Pop, that shit ain't it. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Or I go in there, I start fucking with them. I'm like, nah, I don't like how that sound.
Delete that.
Yeah, you feel what I'm saying? So that's how that shit go. But I just go in there, go in the booth. Like, I don't write nothing. I don't write nothing at home. I don't even listen to beats at home. I just go in the studio. You know what I'm saying? Got my concoction with me, and I just vibe out. Like, you feel me?
Right. You said you don't write. You don't write at all?
No, I don't write. I don't write nothing. No, like,
I always respected that. Like, it just seemed like a craft that's hard as fuck.
It's not like a thing if whether you write or you don't write. Like, I don't, some niggas that write, if it whatever work for you.
Like, Biggie didn't write.
Yeah.
I don't write.
Yeah.
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I could say all day I don't write, but it's like, if you don't write and the shit is actually decent, now we, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, it's cool to be like, I don't write, but it's like, to be actually good and don't write, it's like, damn, that's. Like, hearing that Jay will walk in and hear John be like, oh, I know I'm doing this.
Right. Me 10 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like.
Yeah, see, they was just different. Like, you feel what I'm saying? So, but I can't write because I can't sit still. Like, you feel me? I wish, me trying, even in the studio at home or whatever, I'm trying
Lil
to
Lil Wayne
like,
shit.
Fuck, no, I can't sit still, bro. I gotta go in there and get that shit out. Then I be having so much, like, you feel what I'm saying? Talk to like 70 different people on the phone every day. I be having like so much on my mind, like this shit going on. I let this shit out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It ain't gonna come out. I'm trying to get this shit out so bad. Like, you feel me?
Recently, I know you did either a song or some songs with Grammy Award winning producer Derek Milano.
Yeah.
How was that process? And have we heard any of them records yet? Or are you still holding on to them?
Nah, y'all ain't even hearing none of them yet. We did that like when.
What up? This is Torrey, host of the Hard to Earn podcast. And if you're a fan of music reviews, then be sure to check out and subscribe to Hard to Earn, where my partner Bonsu Thompson and I review your favorite new albums and classic albums on pivotal anniversaries. You know, 10, 15, 20, etc. We review track by track, rating from 1 to that elusive perfect 10. It's brought to you exclusively by the Revolt Podcast Network. Anchored in hip hop, powered by creators.
Corona, right before Corona started.
Like, yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? And I was going to, you know, drop some of this shit. That was the plan. Then when Corona came and like,
it was like, oh, let's stop this. Yeah.
The very thing, you feel me? And like I said, I ain't been in the studio the whole time, so then it was time to get back in. You know, I started like finding my stride myself. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So, but Derek, he dope as shit. He really inspired me. I'm not even gonna lie. I never felt like I seen a nigga do something, and it's just like, oh, bro, this nigga, like, this how I gotta be?
Yeah.
Like, you feel me?
right.
I'm watching him work. Like, damn, this how I gotta be? You feel me? But, nigga, he dope as hell. And some of them songs is like, you know what I'm saying? We did like 8 songs together. Them joints definitely crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you going to hear them. But, you know, you going to hear them with this new Poppy shit.
Right.
Too.
That's dope. How did y'all connect?
do some folk I was working with at the time.
Gotcha.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, Poppy, we're gonna get you in here with him. And that was like a great move, like, you know what I'm saying?
So yeah,
they got us in together and everything just was smooth, like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Everything was smooth.
I know you got a real big, like, music manager, somebody that you're working with now, that basically kind of like came out of retirement basically to work with you, right, Will?
Yeah. That's my guy, but we ain't doing the music no more together.
Okay,
that's my guy, though, like, for sure. Like, you feel what I'm saying? And I kind of got out of that, like, you feel me? Because I don't really want nobody wasting any time with me. And at the time, it's just like, bro, I'm not going to give you what you want. Like, yeah. I got all this other shit going on. Yeah. Like, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I just was like, I ain't want to hold nobody up. You feel what I'm saying?
And
he already got a lot of shit going on.
Yeah.
I don't never want to be in nobody's way. I tell motherfuckers, if I ain't adding to you, then you dig what I'm saying? And
for sure.
Vice versa, just how I wanted to be. If you ain't adding to me, then don't come around.
Shout out to Rod. That's how he was with the podcast. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to be more in the way than helpful. Like,
yeah.
No point. Yeah.
That's how I got to be, bro. Just keep that shit
that's
solid.
That's accountability that a lot of motherfuckers don't have, though.
Keep that shit solid, bro. That shit going to take you a long way. You might do some crumb shit thinking you getting over in the beginning.
I think he's doing some thorough shit.
Yeah.
Crumb shit.
That shit come back to bite you in the ass. Like, you see it all the time.
Yeah.
Niggas burn bridges all the time. Like, just, you know what I mean? It's better to keep it real. I'd rather fuck with a nigga that kept it real any day again. You might be mad as shit at the time of that, but, you know, it's going to come back around. It's like, that nigga kept it real. I got to fuck with him.
Right.
Just keep it real. That's it. That's all it is. You don't got to be in there trying to make up no stories and none of that shit. Just keep that shit real, bro. That shit, that's where it's at.
For sure. Yo, you had a situation. You went viral. You was on a Wendy Williams show. Yeah. How the fuck did that happen?
Yo, my stepmom mentioned that. Like, real shit.
That was the Will. That was the Will and shit. I was we in the studio. Wendy came in the studio and shit. That shit was like, oh, Wendy, that shit was crazy. You know, watching her in jail every day and shit.
Right.
You see her on the joint. You like, how the fuck I get in the studio with Wendy Williams? Like,
right.
That shit was crazy, though. That shit felt good. I ain't gonna lie to you. The way my phone was blowing the next day, I'm like, it's on now. You feel what I'm saying? Then that Corona shit, man.
It just
that
shut
shit
everything
just,
down.
That shit, yeah.
How did Corona, COVID-19 affect, like, stuff that you had either that you was immediately trying to do or later on down the line stuff?
Musically, it fucked up a lot, bro. It fucked up everything. It's like took that energy away. Because I felt like I was just getting into it when Corona hit. Then it's like, you ain't do no shows. You can't do nothing. Like, you feel what I'm saying? So, musically, it fucked up everything. But other ways, that shit was like a blessing. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Corona was like, shit.
It was a pandemic.
Yeah, it was a pandemic. For real. You know what I'm saying? It was a pandemic. Like,
for real.
You know what I'm saying? And I just mad I ain't getting none of that PUA money they was getting them out this motherfucker.
Listen, motherfuckers got PUA. SBA, the first round of people that got them SBA loans, they was busting big checks, 300.
Yeah, I heard.
It was grants. Like, it wasn't even loans.
See, I they told me about that shit, but I had my own shit going on, so I wasn't worried about that.
Yeah.
But when I really realized, like, damn, they was doing that.
Yeah, people that was on it was on it.
Yeah.
They was on it.
It's cool, though. You know what I'm saying?
I know motherfuckers got 300,000, 400,000 with, like, nothing. Like, just, like, an EIN number and, like, a bank account information.
Damn.
That first wave, they had to give the money out.
Damn.
Because it was FEMA. It was federal. Yeah, so they was like, yo, we got to get a bread out. So them first couple rounds, it's like, all right, cool. We gave away $6 billion. Now we going to start adding some stipulations to the shit.
That's crazy. I don't know how I missed
money,
that shit. You feel?
What was it, a $2
trillion? It was $2
trillion. $2 trillion
that they had to give out. Between PUA, SBA, and then they had the Paycheck Protection Program. That's everybody busting them jaws now, getting these 40s and 60s and shit like that. Like, it's going to
I be late
down
with that kind of shit. Like, you feel me? Like,
We're going to have to get you a compliance officer on the team to start
sure.
telling you, like, yo, you know this open.
For sure, bro. I ain't.
You saw Tom Brady got a mil.
Yeah, TB12, right?
Yeah. And then he bought a boat the next day, and they was all saying, oh, this motherfucker done ran and bought a boat with his PPP. And I'm like,
Tom Brady.
What the fuck? But that is a good cover up. You know what I'm saying? Get your fucking mill for the John Shaw.
Yeah.
I'm Tom Brady, man. Fuck
yeah,
man.
No, fact.
Yeah. Yeah, this ain't no bullshit.
Time, yeah.
For sure. What would you say is your biggest song to date?
Probably. 10 toes down.
That's what you had. Yeah, that's what he said.
That's what I had.
Probably 10 toes down.
What do you think made that record so special to where it's like a song that like just everybody fuck with it? Like Gillian Wallow had it on a podcast. You done had all like bloggers react to it, all type of shit. What about that record was so special compared to like a lot of the other stuff you did?
I don't even know, bro. Like it just, music be a feeling. Like I like what I like, what people gonna like what they like. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If I had to tell you some of my best music, some of my best music would be the real shit that I'm talking. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So, but, you know, I guess people like what they like. I don't, you know what I mean? I wish I had the formula. I'd be spitting them joints out all day. You heard me?
But, yeah.
You know, it'll get there. Once I get one that, like, really go global, some shit like that, like.
It's over at that point.
Yeah, I had a formula for sure.
You worked with Shy Glizzy a few times over the years. I know he was on your first project, and then I seen y'all in the studio together recently.
Yeah.
How did that connection come about, and what made that relationship something that you wanted to maintain to now?
First time I just had somebody take the bread. I like the style, you feel me? I had somebody take the bread up there to DC.
Yeah.
To go make it happen for the feature. And then this time we was in the studio, like it's like we good now, we locked in. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't even think we had a conversation. I seen him a couple times out, like, you know, we dated each other, but now it's good. Like my boy from DC actually live in LA. That's where niggas at. So
gotcha.
It's good when we go over there now, like, you feel
right.
What I'm saying? But like he a real one. So, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with him. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? Cause outside of music and all that, that's who niggas is. So that's, I gotta fuck with real, like, you feel me?
Right.
No, yeah, that's it.
So let's talk about the music that you got out now, this current EP, this 4-pack Dragon Season. What message was you trying to deliver to your fans with this project?
I'm coming. I just want them to see the growth.
Yeah.
Like, you feel what I'm saying? As long as they see the growth, like, that's it. That was my message. I just wanted them to hear the growth. Like, oh yeah, that nigga poppy. Like, he been
right.
working. You feel what I'm saying?
For sure.
And I delivered that, and I've been getting the results. So
what's been the reaction to it so far?
I hear your growth. Like, you want some shit. Like, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you want some shit. Like, people actually calling now. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, I got what I wanted out of that.
For sure. My favorite song, we kind of started the show with it, is the joint with Quilly. That's your first time working with Quilly?
First time, and it's so crazy. It's so crazy because it was just like, we just was in a studio, and the engineer, like, Quilly coming through. Y'all cool? I'm like, yeah, we good. Like, you feel me?
Yeah.
And I'm in there. I go in there, no bullshit. He put the beat on. I'm in there probably like 15 minutes, and I do the first part to Gilly come. I mean, to
Quilly come.
To Quilly come.
Yeah.
You feel me? And Quilly come, like, and a nigga come in and drink, you know, Quilly funny
straight
shit.
Character action.
Yeah. Say, damn, what's up? Hold on, Pop. Let me, you mind? Like, on some shit like that. Mind you, like, I ain't see the nigga in forever. Yeah. Like, you feel me? Like, you mind? Like, I'm like, oh, hey, go in there.
It's went crazy.
Went in there and go crazy. I'm like, yeah, that shit ain't, it's good. You feel
do me? You mind?
I fuck funny with him. Shit. Yeah, he said some shit like that. It was something funny. Like, what's up, Pop? And then he was like, damn, you mind? He just went zoned out. 20 minutes, he like, I'll be, then the nigga left. He like, I'll be back. Nigga just left the whole building. You hear me? He was nowhere to be found after that. Like, I like that nigga funny as hell.
Another dope joint from the project is the Tears song with Maddie. Who is Maddie and how did that record happen?
He a producer from up Pottstown.
So, okay, got you.
Like, he a producer and shit like that. So that shit just happened. Like, I just go in there and just be like, bro, I be trying to get so much shit out. You feel what I'm saying? I just be in that motherfucker literally rapping. And at the same time, I don't got the whole formula for it yet as far as the sound and how I want to come. So I'm just in there just doing shit.
Yeah,
you feel what I'm saying?
Trying your hand.
That's it. Like, I'm going to keep going. You could tell me this shit ain't it, because I'm going to keep going. All right, that ain't it. I'm going to try this. I'm going to try. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
To something super stick. Then that's how we going to go. You feel what I'm saying?
So in terms of the Dragon Season project, are you going to put videos out from this joint to support it? Or are you just kind of like, let the music be what it is, and then you moving on to like the next thing?
Yeah, I'm going to shoot the joint with Quilly. And I'm going to shoot the joint with Red Lights. And I wasn't even supposed to just throw it out like that. You feel me? Like,
It felt like you just, because we talk a lot. It felt like you just woke up and was like, all right, I'm putting this shit.
Yeah, that's how, because it's like, bro, I got so much music that I didn't put out yet. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, since when I lock in, probably like October or some shit like that.
Yeah.
I just been like in the studio, so I got so much music I can't put out. And it's like I always hear artists talk about songs and shit that they had. You know, they ain't even know that song was going to be the song that really took off for them. You feel me? So I'm like, right, I get some of this shit out there.
Yeah, it's always the song you don't think is going to go be the one.
It's like even in the streets, like you're not going to get the read on the shit if you don't put it out. You feel what I'm saying? You got to put whatever you selling out to know what you got. Like, you feel what I'm saying? So that's
for sure.
Like, you know what I mean?
I always think about the, what was Drake last big joint? The album, Scorpion?
Scorpion,
that shit, he just knew that shit with Michael Jackson was going to be.
That shit did nothing.
The one. And that it did not go.
Yeah, that shit.
But Drake, though.
But you see how In My Feelings wound up with that goofy ass challenge.
Yeah.
8 times platinum. Yeah. It's never the shit you think that's going to happen. It's always the other shit.
I think he's so calculated. I think he knows what's going to happen.
I don't think he saw that In My Feelings shit. Doing that, I don't think so.
I don't know.
I mean, sometimes, can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Oh, all right, cool. Sometimes, you know, it can work both ways. Like, sometimes you could be ahead of a record, like, you know what's going to hit, and then sometimes you throw some shit out, or the fans select the record, and then you got to catch up to that joint. I think that In My Feelings joint, it kind of felt like just the way, that, like, it felt like the people chose that
record. That's what I'm saying.
It was on side two, it was like 7 or 8, and it just felt like...
Niggas told themselves that Drake paid Shiggy. like, that's where it went with that joint. That In My Feelings shit, it kind of just got chose, and it blew the fuck up. But in reality, when they dropped that album, they thought the shit with Michael Jackson was going to be like the one.
They thought it was going to be 10 million.
Yeah, and it did not do it.
That joint ain't do shit.
You never know which way the fans is. You never know.
Never know.
You really never know.
I guess it's the time that we in on. Like,
we have conversations on here that we think are like groundbreaking and people are going to react to, and it... Literally, we'll have the dumbest conversation you ever can fucking have. And motherfuckers is going, yo, that should be our new slogan. That should be, and it'd be like, it's some shit you're not even thinking about. That's really how it be.
You never know.
You really just never know. Yeah. Like, people are fucking crazy.
Everything is timing, I believe.
That true.
You know what I'm saying? I believe everything is timing. Put that work in, it's going.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's going to come how you want it. You feel me?
So, who are some of your favorite artists from the city? Or producers? Don't have to just be rappers.
What you mean, like?
Like
mainstream?
It don't have to be mainstream. It could be underground. Like, who you listening to? Who you like from the city and from other places? Like, what's Poppy listening to right now?
As far as like mainstream, I'm listening to like Baby, G, ESTG, Thug. I mean, Thug. Thug. Lil Dub.
Yeah.
Shit like that. And Kodak. That's Kodak.
Fuck with Kodak.
Yeah, Kodak. Yeah. So that I like them. That's what I'm like really listening to.
Yeah, and we were talking about Kodak with Sean Cotton last week, and he was basically saying like if you listen to like the young niggas from Florida, they all kind of like doing their best Kodak impersonation. Yeah. But then when Kodak come out and drop some shit, you like, I don't need to listen to these niggas. Like, that's how hot he is.
Yeah,
like,
no, Kodak.
He that nigga.
Yeah, Kodak. that's my guy. And then from the city, I like Leaf Ward, Bang Bang, Poundside, OT7, Quiney.
You had a big record with Poundside too, the pop shit record.
Yeah.
That joint had a lot of legs to it.
Yeah, it did though. But you know, just putting shit out wrong and just not being on my business how it is, shit ain't going to go how you want it to go.
I think it did like 300,000 views just on a whim, just off the fact that y'all did a record together, and it was a crazy video to it.
Yeah.
So I just looked at it like, damn, if y'all worked it a little bit more, you could have hit 2-3 million easy.
Bro, I ain't even know nothing about it. I be feeling like I'm me so much, bro. I just feel like whatever I do, that shit going. You feel what I'm saying? But I had to get out of that state of mind. I mean, that frame of mind, because it's just like, no, that ain't how I go, bro. You got to put a little more work in. Like, you look at you now, you got to get the world to, you know, you got to show them why you look at yourself. Exactly. Like
the record, the example I always use, man, French Montana, Shot Caller. That nigga worked that record for like 3 years for that joint caught. And then once it finally caught, Puff, Jay, Kanye, Raw, everybody looking for the nigga.
Yeah, I be hearing that. You got to work them.
You got to work them records. Like, a record is not old until everybody heard it.
Yeah,
like, niggas digging the stash all the time, grab some shit from 4 or 5 years ago, be like, oh, no, this was the one. We going to try this shit again.
Yeah.
Because it's like, if you didn't do a national marketing campaign behind it and DistroKid and all of that shit, Hot New Hip Hop, if you ain't do that, it's like, it's still a new record.
Yeah, no, facts.
Yeah, records come out 2-3 times.
Easy.
Yeah.
easy with different nigga on it. Like, yeah, like fucking Beatbox is still growing because the baby did a freestyle to it and now he on the third remix.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that was a freestyle. They like, oh no.
And they put him right on
it. They put him right on the remix. Yeah. Like,
that song hard though.
Yeah, that song hard as a motherfucker. What else? Oh, so what do you got in store for the future, man? Are you gonna put an album out independent? You wanna do a record deal? Like, what's the plan, man?
Whatever the best situation for me, bro. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, you know, you could try to plan shit out as much as you want, but you just never know how shit gonna go. Like, you feel what I'm saying? As long as that shit is on a up for me.
Yeah.
You dig what I'm saying? Like, I don't really give a fuck.
Have you been offered record deals?
I have. I've been offered record deals, but shit, I got more money than what I was offered. Right. You feel me? So yeah, it's like, you know, I spent more than what I was offered. So,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like I said, bro, I got to come in like some big dog shit. That's how I see it, bro. Like,
right,
you feel me? Because it ain't no flaw in my shit over here. What I talk, your shit is accurate. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been putting on for some time. Like, we ain't running out no time soon, so. You know, as long as that shit is in a positive, it's on the level up for me.
Yeah,
bro. Like that's all it is. I do a partnership or some shit like that for sure.
Yeah,
or I sign. Like, I ain't trying.
But the terms gotta be right.
Terms gotta be right. I hear niggas say independent, you know, and that shit cool. But then I heard when you sign, you get them big ass checks too out of nowhere.
Yeah,
you feel what I'm saying? So it'd be cool to keep your shit independent, and as long as you got the right team.
Yeah.
Around you,
like, when I think about independent at this point, like, it's to the point where, like, you know, everybody's at Empire now. Like, even yeah, Hitmaker went over there, your man Filthy Rich is over there, like, and he putting other niggas on and yeah, shit like that. Did you ever maybe think about doing like a straight distro situation with like an Empire? Maybe more formalize it a little bit and get familiar with the label process.
No, I never really thought about that. I mean, I never really my whole thing is, bro, and I know what my problem is. I wasn't putting the work in I was supposed to put in. Now that my shit getting hot,
yeah,
you feel what I'm saying? Now that my shit getting hot, like, you know, I been feel like my shit was hot, but now that my shit is getting hot, people telling me and people's like really tuning in. Everything gonna come full circle.
For sure.
Like, I'm gonna let it come to me. Like, you feel what I'm saying? I'm gonna put the work in and let it come to me. That's how it always happen.
Alright.
The PRP situation.
Oh, yeah. Because
I wanted to know about this shit.
Yeah. You got a partnership with PRPS. You know, we've been seeing pictures for probably like the last 2-3 months or so like that. How did that situation come about?
My man Nigel out New York put it together. You know what I'm saying? He put that shit together. And they PRPS fucking with me. Shout out PRPS. You know what I'm saying? They be like, they fuck with me, put me in campaigns and all that kind of shit.
Yeah, for sure.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's different. Like, you feel me? I started fucking with the music and that shit going off in the modeling. And I want to take it however it come.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Do you have plans to do more modeling situations if it's the right situation?
Hell yeah, I'm going to do it. You feel what I'm saying? Like, as long as I'm going to do whatever. As long as it don't go against what I stand for. You know what I'm saying? As long as it ain't, yeah, I'm going to do it.
Like, absolutely.
It's paper in it, you feel me?
Yeah.
Shit, like.
You got any other questions?
No, we pretty much going over everything.
Is there anything that you want to tell the people, whether it be about your personal life, your music life, whatever, before you get out of here?
Nah, bro.
Or anything they need to be out on the lookout for?
We working. They gonna see everything they supposed to see or I want them to see. Like, it's to the point is, hey, I've been doing this music shit for some time now, so it's like more action than just, you know, talking. Like,
yeah,
they gonna see everything that I'm doing. Everything that I want them to see, they gonna see it.
Yeah,
I mean, that's what it is.
Give everybody your social media where they can find you and promote a new project.
It's Black Poppy. You can find me on Instagram, Black Poppy. BLACPAPIPMH. I just dropped a new four song EP mixtape Dragon. Go tune into that. It's on all platforms. Fuck with me, man. It's Poppy P, man. Hustle. You already know how we coming. Dragon season.
You got another record that came out today too.
With Bang Bang.
Paid in full.
We just shot the video for that the other day.
Yeah.
You hear my shit, man? That shit getting better. I'm talking crazy. I'm talking how it's supposed to be talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking how it's supposed to be talking now. Like, before I used to be like dump water and shit down. I'm gonna get these niggas everything now, cause they can't talk like me.
Right.
They really can't. Ain't too many rappers that can talk like me, for real, for real. So, and really stand on that shit. Like, you feel? I'm gonna get these niggas everything. Know what I mean?
Yeah, we appreciate you coming through today, yeah, man. It's been a long time coming.
I already know.
Great interview, man. I appreciate you, bro. We got a relationship that transcend, you know, my being dog. On the show, man. It's my guy right here, man. It's the Realest Podcast 7, man. Make sure y'all go to the website, officialtrpe.com. Make sure y'all go to the Patreon, patreon.com/officialtrp. We out, man.
We out.
We out.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah. Or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again, because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.